Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We have reached the waypoint halfway into this four-hour radio transmission. We're here live Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And coming up after the break, we are going to talk to five different groups of We Are Change around the country. Now, what is We Are Change? 2.5, 3 years ago, Luke Radowski, 20 years old, woke up watching my police state films. Another example of how you don't know who you're waking up. You don't know who's watching your films or reading your blog or who you're awakening and what they will go on to do. And Luke started a group called We Are Change that decided to go out and confront David Rockefeller and Bill Clinton and George Bush and Zbigniew Brzezinski and countless others. And they got arrested. They got attacked. They got beat up. They got vindicated. They got international attention. Other groups, other organizations have picked up on it to the point of now you see the people going to Republican and Democrat meet and greets, speeches, public events, and shouting down both parties saying, we want the Federal Reserve abolished. We don't want world government. We don't want a new world order. And it's been nonpartisan. And the Tea Parties grew out of 9/11 Truth, out of We Are Change, out of other groups that pioneered the system that I originally pioneered unknowingly of going out and going to press conferences and asking real questions, and then they freak out and grab you and drag you out, and then that is what's all over the newspapers because it was a big event. I mean, I didn't know 14 years ago, 10 years ago, I started figuring it out after that, that when I would go to an event, ask Janet Reno about the House investigation concluding Delta Force was there shooting American citizens at Waco, that would be the headline in the Associated Press because I would simply go ask real questions. Or I'd ask Governor George Bush a question and be arrested. And it would be all over Texas newspapers and TV. And people would say, what did Mr. Jones say? Why was he arrested? Governor, you say you want to help Texas, but you're part of the Council on Foreign Relations that openly wants to end America and set up a new world order. And isn't it the Federal Reserve that's destroying America and deindustrializing us? And then suddenly I get arrested, not intending to. And the media says, why did he get arrested for free speech? He asked the question politely. And what did he have to say? And then there I was on TV and radio and in newsprint. I mean, the big left-controlled fake Ford Foundation demonstrations don't do much. But thousands of little groups going to press conferences and going to events where governors and politicians and city council people, you name it, big and small, you go, you ask real questions, and you take over the whole event because they're so criminal. They're so aware of what they're doing, they're going to flip out. I mean, 12 years ago, you went to a public event and talked about a new world order. I used to go down to the county commissioners. This ended up on TV locally. Many of you saw it on Austin TV. And SWAT teams would come in and start grabbing me. And people would say, why are you grabbing him? He gets his 3 minutes of communication. And they'd say, you're not allowed to get up there and talk about a new world order. The Travis County Commissioner's Court's trying to ban T-shirts with political messages on them. They're going to get sued. They're going to lose that. They're showing us how they're tyrants. And that's what We Are Change has been doing. And now everybody's mimicking what they're doing. See, I wake people up. They go out and wake up even more people. Then those people wake up even more. You understand how these dominoes fall? And this is one of the major Achilles heels of the New World Order. Everywhere Al Gore goes now, Tea Party groups, We Are Change, and others are going in and taking over the media event and exposing Al Gore for what he is. So he just can't be there spewing his fraud. People are there calling him on it.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I talk about the fact that the ClimateGate emails and computer programs show clear fraud, and people are now resigning. The Australian Parliament is falling apart. Their climate gate legislation, their climate legislation, their takeover legislation, their tax legislation, their neo-feudalism legislation just fell through in Australia. There's investigations of all these people. More whistleblowers are coming out by the minute from universities saying they were ordered to engage in fraud, and they're resigning. I mean, this is a criminal group of collectivists working for big foundations and banks that want a scientific dictatorship. We have John P. Holdren being grilled now about his involvement in ClimateGate. We have Al Gore saying he's not going to Copenhagen now and is going to cancel his lecture. And you know why? Because they don't want to give Lord Monckton, who will be outside, media attention. Because they know people are going to be inside his lecture, if it's open to anyone, who are going to stand up and shout him down. I told you that everywhere he's going, and who pioneered this? We Are Change. And the real Tea Parties, not the compromised groups that have been taken over by the Republicans so they can control them, are shutting these people down because they can't have a real debate. Al Gore will never debate anyone that questioned man-made climate change. Notice it's not warming anymore. Now that's been proven it's getting colder now it's change. cycles can't change. They're unnatural. Seasons are unnatural. Polar bears can't swim. All these lies. His lie about carbon dioxide going up with temperature when it actually follows hundreds of years after. These are all base frauds. But here it is up on prisonplanet.com right now. Huge news. Gore cancels on Copenhagen lecture, leaves ticket holders in a lurch. It seems the uncertainty about Copenhagen is growing. When Al Gore pulls the plug, you know it's over. Here's another one. Holdren grilled over email controversy from the National Journal up on prisonplanet.com. In a hearing that was part sparring match and part high school science lesson, two of Obama administration's climate change experts, John Holdren, testified the day before the House Select Committee on Energy, Independence, and Global Warming about the validity of man-made climate change. From the start, Republicans focused on the conversation of the controversial hacked emails from East Anglia University's Climate Research Unit in England, in which a number of scientists made remarks about limiting the dissemination of work by climate change skeptics. Yeah, blocking them and persecuting them, and how to fix the data. The research center provides data for much of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's conclusions. See, this is the head group. The media is like, oh, it's just some backwater university. No big deal. No, this is the head group. See, they even lie about that. People are catching them in this. Holdren, director of the White House Office on Science and Technology, who wrote Eco Science, this book right here, calling for drugging the water to sterilize you into how to exterminate the population. You can't make this stuff up. Got grilled. I'm going to play some of that next hour. I mean, this is getting just to be incredible. Also, Bernanke may have his confirmation held up as he's being grilled. That's coming up next hour when we cover the economy. But I got to move quick now. We are simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv right now. I want to move quick because we got five different groups of We Are Change on, and they're going to be joining us one after the other. And I want to have time to play some of the video clips and audio clips here for you that they've shot. And we're going to save the best for last, Chicago We Are Change. This is how it's done. Now, standing up is how it's done. I'm no armchair quarterback. People on the front lines just standing up and speaking out against him in front of hundreds of people and in front of TV cameras takes incredible courage. I'm just saying, you want to see a textbook for how it's done, you watch the Chicago video. But we're going to start with Nathan from We Are Change Rhode Island. Club of Rome member Al Gore is asked by Nathan Florence of Rhode Island and Mark O'Connor of Boston about the New World Order, the COR's plan to eliminate 95% of humanity, and more. He chuckles because genocide is apparently funny to these people. And, of course, this conversation happened before ClimateGate. Now it's all about ClimateGate. Then we've got Matt from We Are Change Nashville. That took over the TV and news headlines when they went out and just questioning. See, we're taking over all his media, so it's backfiring. Now every time he speaks, it's all about ClimateGate. But if no one was there, he could have it one way. Oh, man, this is beautiful. I mean, this is victory. This is fighting in the trenches, ground pounders, ladies and gentlemen. Dan from We Are Change Toronto confronted Gore. We Are Change Florida confronted him. We Are Change Chicago. So that's who we've got coming on. First off is Nathan from We Are Change. Do we have Nathan and Mark O'Connor, or are we just going to Nathan? Okay, Nathan, good to have you here. Before we get into what you've been doing with Gore and how exciting it is from the inside to be witnessing this, we want your take on that. What do you think about him canceling his much-vaunted speaking tour in Copenhagen?
I love it. It shows that we're making the impact that we always knew we would be. It's just great to see these people cowering, and like just like he does on the film, and you see that time and time again through these We Are Change confrontations.
Just like you always knew it would have an impact. That's right. You knew resistance was victory.
Yes, absolutely. And you see it, like I said, time and time again. He is a coward. He knows that he's wrong. He knows he's part of something wicked. And when you stand up against him, you see him shiver away like the little beast.
Well, they have their goons grab people every time.
Yeah.
Even if you politely ask him questions, they do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I think it's important that you be focused. If you're up close, you know, just speak in a regular voice. But if they start dragging you away, screaming out, ClimateGate, which is happening. This is just beautiful. Tell us about this little short clip we're going to play from Rhode Island.
Okay, it was actually in Boston outside the Wang Theater on March 30th, 2009, a day before the first time We Are Change Chicago and Ohio confronted him. It was a speaker's tour, that was traveling through some major cities, New York, Boston, Chicago, maybe some others. I can't.
And I want to point out, again, it's We Are Change that first went out and confronted Gore. Now the Tea Parties are mimicking it. That's how this spreads.
Yes. Yep. We had somebody on the inside. We didn't have tickets to the event, but we knew where the back door was. So Mark O'Connor and I, Mark from We Are Change Boston, waited. We got the cue. We kind of, you know, seemed harmless. We were there. We were handing out DVDs, doing a kind of regular We Are Change street action, but not as obvious. And we waited, and we knew he was coming out the back door. I positioned myself amongst the crowd, the small crowd of people, because it was cold in Boston on that night, that wanted autographs, and managed to get myself right up to the front, tell Al Gore to his face. You know, I had to play the part. You hear me in the beginning of the video, be like, "Hey, brother. We know about your New World Order eugenics program. You will not succeed. Everything you talk about at the Club of Rome, Bilderberg, and the rest, your population control, Ted Turner's reduction of the population by 95%, none of this will go forward." I managed to call him a coward to his face. He doesn't respond. He hides. His security pushes us away, and he's escorted, you know, by a police escort away.
We're going to go ahead and play the meat of this clip, and then be sure and plug your website, Nathan, We Are Change, working with We Are Change Boston, confronting Gore on the population reduction agenda. Here's that clip.
Mr. Gore, hey.
How you guys doing?
Hey, brother.
Step back.
Mr. Gore, we know about your New World Order eugenics program. Well, what do you think about that? Everything you guys discussed at the Club of Rome and Bilderberg, population control. Over.
Thank you very much.
What do you think of Ted Turner? Ted Turner's reduction of population by 95%.
Sir, do you plan to reduce the Earth's population, Earth's human population by 95% like Ted Turner advocates? Do you plan to reduce the Earth's population of humans by 95% like Ted Turner advocates, sir? Can you please tell us?
You guys will not succeed.
Step back.
Hey, free humanity is waking up.
Back that up. I want to read that quote from Al Gore from one of his disgusting books of propaganda that polar bears can't swim. Humanity is sitting on a time bomb. In the vast majority of the world, science are right. We have just 10 years to avert a major catastrophe that could send the entire planet's climate system into a tailspin of epic destruction involving extreme weather, floods, droughts, epidemics, and killer heat waves beyond anything we have ever experienced, a catastrophe of our own making. Al Gore, an Inconvenient Truth. And then when there's an earthquake or a flood or a fire, they say, look, it's happening. But it's always happening. Just the media points cameras at it and says it's the end of the world.
Yes. Yeah, and I would like to say I did a lot of reading before I made the decision to go get him. I mean, checking into the International Crisis Group, Brookings Institution, the IPCC documents going back to, I think it was founded by the UN in 1988. We really, Mark and I, you know, we looked up a lot of stuff, and I encourage everyone listening right now to read. Reading will open your eyes to all of this. They're real plans. Right now I'm reading a book by Peter Singer, who is friends with Paul Ehrlich, John Holdren. You know, there are quotes in this book from them, praise on the back cover from Holdren and Ehrlich. And this is called One World. This is a man that openly supports euthanasia, abortion, infanticide, global government. This stuff is real.
We own over 100 books by these people where they brag they're drugging our water supply. I mean, these are hardcore people.
Yes. Yeah, they are not kidding around. And We Are Change is here to stand up to them. And we're not going to stop.
Well, sir, I really appreciate what you've done. We have another clip of you guys confronting him that we're going to come back out of the break with, and we're going to let you go. But I really appreciate what you're doing and the great job that all of you are doing. And notice how it starts small with you guys 6 months ago and is now 200, 300 people out confronting him, bringing up ClimateGate. If you guys wouldn't have been doing this 6 months ago, it wouldn't have built for the crescendo now, so it's exploding just perfectly right on time in his face as he cancels his Copenhagen trip. Plug the We Are Change website in Rhode Island or Boston for folks that want to join the team.
Go to wearechange.org. RhodeIslandChange.org is the website, but we're changing the host right now, so it's down, unfortunately, at the moment. But it will be back up. And to everybody that's contacted me recently, I can't wait to meet all the new people that are joining up with We Are Change Rhode Island.
Well done, my friend. We salute you. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with We Are Change Nashville.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You want a carbon credit? Carbon taxes? That's a tax on life, sir. Respond, you coward.
Ladies and gentlemen, none of this would be happening now if just a few people hadn't started standing up. And I can tell you, we are responsible. myself, Luke Radowski, and all these other men and women. You can start your own group, whether it's We Are Change. I think more the better. Create a We Are Change, create another group. I push my audience, my listeners, to join, to get involved. There's no forms, no organization. It's just a name, people that want truth, that want to defeat the New World Order. And it's impossible for the globalist to infiltrate groups like We Are Change because there's nothing to infiltrate. There's Luke's website that has links to all the other groups. It's impossible to stop. They've tried to infiltrate chapters, and we've confirmed that, and tried to get people to do illegal stuff. It hasn't worked. They've tried to falsely charge We Are Change. Women and men running out of dark doorways at events with a person in a wheelchair ramming it into someone and then putting it in the newspaper that We Are Change assaulted a girl in a wheelchair, and later it came out, the New York Post had to print a retraction and say it was all a hoax because they went to court and proved it was a fraud. I mean, do you see what we're going through, what these great people are going through? And they've gone in through and beyond the tyranny. And Al Gore has now canceled his major events. I was telling you last hour he's going to start canceling events. He's now canceling. He'll only be able to do TV now because it's the only place that'll be one-sided. He's under siege with his fraud. Let's go to Matt from We Are Change Nashville. We've got some video of their confronting Gore. And when they did it, it was all over the newspapers, all over radio, all over TV. Their quotes about his fraud, about his lies, about how he's making money off of it. Again, taking over the media coverage as our right as Americans, going to these events and telling the truth. And we've got Savannah, who's with We Are Change as well, with Matt. Great job, guys. Good to have you here with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
What is it like for you to be involved in this and see it bearing such incredible fruit?
It's really inspiring. I mean, we set up that day. We didn't know what was going to happen, but we knew that we had to be there. We had to do something. So, I mean, it worked out pretty good. Before it started, before Al Gore came out, we were passing out articles to people online and just trying to talk to people. I mean, most of them didn't want to hear it. Most of them didn't want the articles. But I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, we got to stand up.
Well, it ended up getting a lot of media coverage, and I want to play just a short clip, which is just a little bird's eye view, audio for radio listeners, video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Of course, we post all these videos up at Infowars.com. Here it is.
Al Gore, you're a traitor. Your carbon tax is meant to enslave America. We know it.
We don't want your global governance.
We don't want your global governance. We don't want your carbon tax. You're a traitor.
Yeah, so Alex, I also went up to Gore. I bought a book myself and asked him when he talked about global governance in a speech on July 7th, I asked him what he meant by that term, and one of his PR ladies just grabbed me and pushed me out of the way.
They're not allowed to ask. You're allowed to talk to him as long as it's worshiping him, but you can't ask about an internationally televised speech he gave because global government doesn't exist.
Yes, I mean, even if I paid $30 for a book so I could ask him this question, and I can't even, it's ridiculous.
Well, I want to point out that the protest outside made it in the paper and on TV, and the clips we're showing are just a tiny snapshot of all the things that are happening at these events.
Well, luckily there's a reporter there, and when I was in the back talking to a small group of people, I mean, I guess they made enough noise where she came over and was kind of listening to what we were saying. She identified herself as a reporter, and I gave her a copy of Fall Republic so that, you know, if she could watch that, it'd be great. And that's actually how we got in the paper, was that the reporter that was listening to us talk, you know, before Al Gore was even there. So, and then obviously she covered the point when I called him a traitor, and that was one of the main things she put in the paper about it, so.
WeAreChangeNashville.com, and it's not just Al Gore. Go after any globalist, gun grabbers, child grabbers, forced inoculators, people that are promoting the end of our sovereignty. Expand the group, continue to go out, continue to get involved, continue to have your voice be heard, showing that we are the majority, we are the American people, and we're not backing down. Savannah and Matt, anything else?
Yes, sir. We got a protest this weekend, Saturday at 2:30, in front of Belcourt Theater, Nashville. We're doing a protest march for Climate Gate.
So definitely encourage all those other We Are Change groups to definitely get out there and do something, especially with Copenhagen coming up this week. Just go out there and drive it.
And he's got another film coming out. We'll all demonstrate outside those theaters. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm going to break down the economy, the Federal Reserve in deep trouble being exposed and routed. I'm going to blitz through the latest next hour on ClimateGate. So many new developments on that front. This is blowing up even bigger than I thought it would. This is just such good news. I've been walking on air the last few days because this shows these people are not invincible. I have always known that, but other people are now discovering this and finding it out for themselves. And now that ClimateGate is out, so many people that trusted the government and the scientists and the media that didn't know the scientists were on the UN payroll are now ready to hear the truth. And that's why my film, Fall of the Republic, is so important, because a whole hour of this 2-hour, 24-minute film is about how the banks engineered the crisis, how they created the climate scam, how you will pay your taxes directly to them, how it's a eugenics system. Fall of the Republic. People are ready to see this film. Get it at Infowars.com. And while supplies last, if you order, you get it. It's just that we're going to have to pull it down soon because we're running out of them. You get a free Obama Joker t-shirt. Or you can choose a free Don't Tread on Me shirt in a different varieties and designs for a limited time at Infowars.com. Or when you call the toll-free number, say you want the Fall of the Republic free t-shirt deal and tell them whether you want an Obama shirt or a Don't Tread on Me shirt. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com. And your purchase also of the film and the free T-shirt makes what we're doing here possible. So I want to thank all of you out there that have been supporting us so we can then support all these other activist groups and give them a platform to fight the globalist. I mean, this is really happening, ladies and gentlemen. We're part of something very big. The momentum is beginning to shift in our direction, in the side of liberty and freedom and honor and duty and everything that is valuable and good. We are exposing these criminals for what they are, illegitimate criminals, murderous control freaks. That's strong language, but that's not strong enough. Truth is stranger than fiction, and we're facing some very wicked people. Now, we've got We Are Change Toronto, We Are Change Florida, and Saving the Most Powerful for Last. I mean, they made the big sudden death overtime score at the Super Bowl here of political action. Saeed and Steve from We Are Change Chicago coming up with the powerhouse video clip we played earlier in the week that hundreds of thousands of views online, just devastating. To the globalist, absolutely devastating, and we salute them and their work. And again, Al Gore is not just being confronted about lying about the hockey stick graph that they've now proven is a fraud, they've had to withdraw, or lying and saying polar bears can't swim and they're all basically dead when their numbers have exploded, or saying the Arctic's going to totally melt and then it doesn't, showing a time lapse of the summer when the Arctic and Antarctic get smaller, but not showing you in the winter how they get bigger again. The ice caps go like this. The ice caps go like this. And, of course, well, I mean, the point is that now we have their internal emails, and Al Gore's canceling his Copenhagen propaganda because he can't go speak now. He knows there's going to be Lord Monckton is going to be reporting here live for us and others and thousands of activists exposing him. He can't allow it. If he goes, it will make it a spectacle, and then the truth will come out. But instead, he won't be there now. We'll be there exposing them. You see? So it's just so incredible to see this happening. And now we're not just talking about all the climate fraud. People are going, well, what did Al Gore write? Well, what did John P. Holdren write in Eco-Science? What are they saying in all these textbooks? They're saying we need a fake environmental crisis to get people to give up their rights for a scientific dictatorship so we can set up world government to forcibly reduce population numbers. I mean, this is in hundreds of government documents that we quote, that we link, that we cover up on the websites, that we cover every day. We give you their quotes. We give you their books. We give you where they said it, how they did it. I know it's hard to believe. They brag in this book how they're drugging your water supply. But they're doing it. I mean, you cannot make this up. There's a reason people are so docile and servile. Okay, Dan from We Are Change Toronto. Now, this ended up getting in the news as well, even when they didn't get in to see Al Gore. That doesn't matter. They took over the media attention and inserted real issues. But first they tell them, you can't be in front of the event. Then you got to be down the street. Then you got to be across the street. Then they rough them up. This is the type of oppression we're seeing all over the Western world. So let's go ahead. Well, I mean, take Copenhagen. They're not allowing any media in who have ever been critical of man-made climate change. Only people that agree are allowed into all these events coming up this weekend and next week. Okay, let's go to Dan from We Are Change Toronto. Dan, good to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell us briefly what happened to you. Great, beautiful website. For TorontoChange.com, absolutely awesome. Tell us what happened to you.
Sure, yeah. I'm actually also a member of an organization called Press for Truth, and it is a journalism company. I actually registered it with the Ontario government as a legitimate alternative media outlet.
Yeah, I've seen your work. Excellent.
Thank you. So we were there literally just, you know, as press, to cover the latest information on the climate change. We were there for no more than 45 minutes doing our reporting when the security guards came up and told us to leave the grounds. And I said, you know, that's fine. If this is your private property, I understand that. I will leave. So I went to the other side of the gate, and, you know, I just started rolling, and the two security guards came up to me and said, you're going to have to leave. They actually tried to make me walk into the road. There was traffic in the road.
So they tried to push you into the road. And, of course, the news would have just said a terrorist was run over. Or a terrorist jumped into traffic today and was killed.
That's right. And as I was trying to get clarification for where indeed is this property line, my cameraman turned around to take a look. And that's when the security guard just lunged for the camera. He grabbed it and he physically turned over the camera and started pressing buttons until he figured out how to shut it off.
Just nuts. Totally nuts.
It's completely uncalled for. So at that point, I turned it back on because I just witnessed an assault on my cameraman. So I turned it back on for my protection and for, you know, Mark's protection. And we continued to document everything that was going on. And then he eventually told us that, no, we still own this. You're still on our property. You have to move further away. But the good thing is I managed to remain calm. I didn't sink to his level. I kept my cool. And because of that, we were actually able to get retribution for the incident. The head of security actually called me and apologized to me, and he said that the CEO of the Canadian National Exhibition is going to be writing me an apology letter, and they assured me that the security guard in question is going to be disciplined in the proper manner, and they also said they want to thank me for bringing this to their attention, because now they are going to talk to the rest of their staff and make sure that that kind of an
a smart company, because you could clearly file criminal charges on them and clearly sue them. Because trying to push you into traffic is obviously dangerous.
That's right. And with the letter of apology, you know, that is an omission of guilt. They know they were in the wrong. But it just goes to show, if you remain calm and you handle it and follow up in a professional way, then, you know, the good guys can and will win in the end.
And by the way, I found security guards are even worse than police. Everywhere in the country, I'll be in a park or on a sidewalk, and they'll just march over and say, turn your cameras off. You have to have a permit to even be in the city. And I'm like, no. And there's a famous video, Kansas City this year, of Aaron and Rob at a city park, and the Federal Reserve security comes a half mile, puts their hands on their guns, and says, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. And, of course, totally off their jurisdiction, totally out of control. These are lunatics on a power trip, and it turned out they were ordered by the Federal Reserve to go out and do this. These people think they're gods, and we are living in Nazi Germany. We're not. Let's go ahead and play a clip of part of the incident. Here it is.
What's the scoop, guys? What's going on?
My client doesn't want you guys hanging around here.
Okay.
Right now. It's a private event. Okay. Cameras aren't even allowed on the grounds. It's a bylaw against exhibition place property.
Oh.
Same with handing out flyers to people. It's
part of our bylaw.
It's part of our bylaw offense.
Yeah.
So right now.
All this is owned by the CNEM, I'm guessing?
The whole grounds.
From the Princess Gates, Dufferin, down to Lake Shore. So we ask you guys if you want to conduct your activity.
What's happening more and more is they have huge city centers. For people that aren't watching the video but are listening on the radio, you can go to torontochange.org and .com and watch the whole video. They do this in Austin now. They do this in Dallas. They do this everywhere. They just block off whole areas and now say whole areas of cities are expedition centers and say you can't be on sidewalks. There's a major road with 18-wheelers driving by, and they just say you can't be here now. You've got to get out of here. And because of their bylaws. What if they said their bylaws were that they could chop your head off and drink your blood? What if they said their bylaws were that they could rob you? No, they're not your God. Let's finish the video.
On is the other side of the grounds there.
Okay. Right, no flaring, no postering, and no filming anywhere on the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks.
Hit pause. He submitted to their power trip. Right there by the highway you just saw. So now the power tripping intensifies. Because to a petty thug, someone submitting to their tyranny is a sign that it's okay. Let's keep playing.
Guys, if you don't mind just completely getting off the property.
They told us that the property that you guys own is right here.
Okay.
And this is public property.
That's not true. You have to get right onto the road.
So where is...
Just right on the road in the bike lane there.
Well, we obviously can't stand on the road.
Okay, across the street.
So that's public property.
Or in the middle there, that would be the best bet if you're
in the middle.
Yeah.
But this is still.
This is a no. You can just turn that off.
Okay.
Over there?
And erase
over there. Don't point that in my face.
points.
Whoa, hey, hey.
I was putting it away, sir. Hey. I was putting it away.
Would you like to get the police down here?
Listen, you just told us to come to this side of the gate.
I told you, sir. Straight out. This is not straight out.
I thought you said this side of the gate.
Okay.
We have him on video saying, go outside the gates.
Mm-hmm.
But now, again, you can hear him. I told you, I'm powerful. I'm nobody. I live in a cruddy apartment. I'm nobody. But at least I can dominate you. At least I've got power over you. God, I love big government. I wish I could take everything you've got. Pretty soon we will. Let's go back. I'm assaulting you right now. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I own you. You're my property. Let's play the rest of it.
Look at my finger. See all the way up there.
Okay, now
yeah,
I know.
Go to the camera. Turn
your camera off.
It is off.
Turn your camera off. Let me see the light on. Up, all the way out over there. You're not allowed here. All the way down. All the way to bathroom.
No. This is public property. We can be here.
You want to go out
the
there by the light? You're more than welcome to.
By the light? Right there is
by
public private property, isn't it?
Excuse me.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is that public property?
We're going to turn it off here.
This is still Exhibition Place property.
We're going to turn it off here because there is some little bit of profanity that comes up. Gentlemen, great job, though, exposing these people, because if we're not out there doing this, they're going to completely train everybody that we have no rights. I commend you. We'll talk to you again soon, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's definitely feels great to be fighting the good fight. And people can check that out at pressfortruth.ca as well.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Great job. Okay, we got to hurry here because we got We Are Change Florida, and there's so many other people confronting, but I want to get to the big granddaddy of them all a little bit into the next hour now. We're running behind here with Saeed and Steve from We Are Change Chicago, also working with We Are Change Ohio, and there's so many other groups. We Are Change LA, We Are Change Colorado, who confronted Gore. We just salute them. This is only one thing they're doing. Let's go to EM from Florida. And this is the first. Let's play the clips now. First clip is a huge crowd booing Al Gore at one of his speaking engagements in Boca Raton. This made national news. This made national news everywhere. This was in the newspapers, national TV, local TV, and their posters, their signs, their statements about how he's making money, how he's been proven to be a fraud, how they're more polar bears, ended up on TV, radio, and print. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of news coverage for free because these people came out and outnumbered the people inside. Here's the first clip. Let's hit pause. We're gonna back that up and start that over. I want people to be able to see the video. So when we're ready with that, just tell me. Pardon me? Sure. All right, let's go to EM while we mess with the computers here. EM, really, really exciting what ended up happening. EM from We Are Change Florida, are you there?
I'm here, Alex.
Okay, good to
yes,
have
sir.
You there. Glad we got you up. In a nutshell, what do you think of Gore getting in all this trouble? What do you think of the fact he's canceling his speaking tour in Copenhagen for the Copenhagen event? I mean, this fraud is really in trouble.
I think he's beyond flustered, and the timing of us putting on that event in an outdoor venue in Florida was very exciting for me the following 2 weeks after it. It just seemed very meant to be, the timing of creating that kind of opposition momentum that's really been stirring throughout the country before, during, and since that event. And it's just been a highly exciting past couple weeks to watch all of this unfold and him be exposed the way he's been.
Well, I agree with you. And again, this got massive coverage. We're going to play that other clip, won't load for some reason, of the booing, the mass booing. We're going to play a clip of Hannity covering this. You know, he's denied global government, denied this is a conspiracy all these years. Now the elites themselves announce it's world government. It is the funding mechanism for world government. We have the internal UN documents, but here he is finally talking about it and playing your video. Here it is.
And tonight's meltdown comes
comes to us from the Gateway Pundit blog, and according to their website, former Vice President Al Gore wasn't exactly greeted with open arms in Florida last week. Now, the Learjet Liberal was the keynote speaker at a Going Green event in Boca Raton. Turns out that those attending the lecture may have been outnumbered by the protesters outside. Now, take a look at this video captured by NBC affiliate WPTV.
I just want to let people know that there's an opposing viewpoint and it needs to be listened to. If you follow the money, it tells you all you need to know about Al Gore. He's making zillions of dollars off of the all the energy-related stuff he's selling.
Great point. Now, you'd think by now that Al Gore would want to avoid the state of Florida altogether. He doesn't exactly have a good track record down there.
So there you go. We're going to go to break in a moment, but going back to EM in Florida, I mean, this got massive coverage on TV, radio, and print in Florida.
Oh, yeah, it was incredible. And, you know, that being Hannity, you know, it obviously we don't agree with everything that he spews, but it was great to get on national coverage and then wake up more people to go and discover and study this on their own.
And the word is in the newspaper that your chanting outside was drowning out his speech to the minions that had paid thousands of dollars to go see him.
Well, I really want to thank all of the meetup groups and all the We Are Change and Libertarian Conservative Party who came out and drowned out his voice. Like you just said, Alex, we booed for an hour and 45 minutes straight so loud that I know he's not coming back to South Florida anytime soon.
Stay there. Stay there.
Yep.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
awakening is rising. The people standing up against his tyranny is rising right now. And the New World Order feels that rising tide of freedom. When the levee breaks, Al Gore and his fraud will have no place to stay. He's going down. He's going down now. He's going down. He's going down now. He's going down. Going down. Going down. Down to Chicago. Oh, how exciting. Okay, finishing up with We Are Change Florida. We're going to go to the big finale here in a moment. Saeed and Steve from We Are Change Chicago. That song's just for you. Where the levee breaks in Chicago. Good to be talking to We Are Change Florida. Anything else from the folks in Florida? Any other points, EM, that you guys want to add?
Yeah, a couple real quick points, and then I'll let you get to Steve in Chicago. You know, one of the main points that I really want to point out is for those people out there who really want to do the kind of things We Are Change and other groups are doing in these confrontational type of style, you know, don't worry about having an organization ready to go when you find out there's an event. I organized this in a matter of 6 days, and we had hundreds of people show up from a number of different groups who don't see eye to eye on most issues, but we did unite, and it's really helping to wake up a lot of people who are kind of controlled by the...
Yeah, I remember other listeners calling in, or I don't know if that was you, days before, and we put a video out telling folks to go out to the event. Did that help?
Yeah, that was me, and it helped tremendously, and that got the ball rolling. And then really it's all about getting online and getting on the message boards and really using meetups and just getting those emails out to people that are total strangers but are aligned on the same vision. And, you know, one other thing, you know, the cops were pretty hardcore at that event, so we didn't get to do the kind of up-in-your-face, you know, confrontation when he was getting in his car at the end. But if people want to search all the videos of the Boca Raton Al Gore protest, you're going to see everything that we're discussing here and how big it, you know, really was.
You did an unbelievably good job, my friend, and take care, Ian. We love what you're doing. You know what I want to do? I want to cue it right up to Al Gore being chased once he came out. I want to start the video at the end, and then before We Are Change Chicago and Ohio leave us in about 20 minutes, we're coming back to them right now, we're going to play the whole clip unedited of how they did it. They were inside. They were outside. They were everywhere, and it made all over the news, all over the newspapers, front page of some of the papers. I mean, this was devastating to this scam artist, and in front of hundreds of his mindless drones paying money to go be indoctrinated by him with his airbrushed fake book cover showing all these hurricanes turning the wrong direction. I mean, this fraud is imploding, and I just want to remind listeners, here in my stack, Al Gore has now canceled. I had it here in my stack. Here it is. Up on PrisonPlanet.com, Gore cancels on Copenhagen lecture, leaves ticket holders in a lurch. Holdren grilled over email controversy, how he's involved in ClimateGate, the White House science czar that wants to poison your water supply to sterilize you. We're going to talk about it all coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.